Nolte, CNN's Brian Stelter admits the CDC is a punchline. By John Nolte on January 10, 2022. CNN's Brian Stelter, a far-left propagandist and conspiracy theorist, admitted the CDC has become a punchline. On his basement-rated Sunday show, Stelter said, "It is so sad, but it's true. The CDC has turned into a punchline." Stelter's point of reference was an interview last week with CDC Director Rochelle Walensky by way of the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie. All of this mixed messages or new messages has led to a meme on social media poking fun at the CDC's advice. Tweets like, "CDC now recommends eating straight off the floor at Waffle House," Guthrie pointed out to Walensky. "The CDC now says it's in fact okay to eat Tide Pods," she added. "The CDC says go ahead and get bangs. You know, it's amusing, people letting off steam, of course. But is there a larger credibility problem with your agency right now?" Stelter answered the question for Walensky. "And the answer is yes, there's a huge credibility crisis for the CDC. And, CNN's, Oliver, Darcy, to your point, it just causes people, if they hear all these mixed messages and all this confusion, it's all too complicated, they just move on and ignore it. Just look at how bad things had to get before Stelter would dare say such a thing. To any rational person, the CDC became a punchline when it refused to admit that flooding the country with unvaccinated and untested illegal aliens might contribute to the spread. Or when the CDC called for masking school children and disavowed the science that says otherwise. Or when the CDC called for lockdowns that had already proven to be useless. Or when the CDC repeatedly screwed up the facts about who could and could not spread the China flu. Or when the anti-science CDC used the term pregnant people. Or when the CDC obviously made a political decision in cutting the 10-day quarantine to 5 days to help Joe Biden. The CDC is not governed by science or facts or reason, or compassion. Instead, the CDC is run by a hot mess named Rochelle Walensky, who is only interested in protecting the state's power and keeping Democrats in power. This is how life works. When you tell the truth, you do not have a messaging problem. The only people who have messaging problems are people who do not know their own minds and who do not know what they believe and who are attempting to split hairs between science and a political agenda. What shocks me is that a left-wing tool like Stelter came right out and admitted this. Had anyone asked me, I would have guessed the CDC could tell us drinking toilet water and licking a dog's butt would cure COVID. And Stelter would wholeheartedly agree to this after drinking toilet water and licking a dog's butt. Well, don't be surprised if Tater ends up retracting this or backpedaling in some way. This kind of honesty is simply not allowed on KNLL. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.